I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz now, we're looking for one of the largest island nations in the Caribbean. It's part of the chain of islands called the Greater Antilles. The island's tropical climate is just right for growing sugarcane, bananas, citrus trees, and marijuana, or what the locals call ganja. But pot smoking's been illegal there since 1913, though you might not know it. Locals will tell you the law is often overlooked and cannabis is sold openly around the island. We'll hear from an island researcher who's lobbying for what he calls health tourism. He wants his country to host an international center for medical marijuana research. The answer is coming up. You may have heard about an unusual apology from CNN's chief medical correspondent. Dr. Sanjay Gupta has come out in favor of medical marijuana after years of opposing it. Here he is speaking on CNN Live.
I think, you know, we've been terribly and systematically misled in this country for some time, and I did part of that misleading. But, you know, I didn't look far enough. I didn't look deep enough. I didn't look at labs in other countries that are doing some incredible research. I didn't listen to the chorus of patients who said, not only does marijuana work for me, it's the only thing that works for me.
That apology caught the attention of a Jamaican researcher, Dr. Henry Lowe. He is the author of the book Ganja, the Jamaican Connection. Dr. Lowe, I'm wondering, what was your reaction to his apology?
My reaction is basically that it was timely at best, in that many researchers like myself and others who have been working on marijuana felt that the debate is not really about smoking. Because that's a drug addiction issue and all the rest of it. But rather, we should have been looking at the potentials that we saw in marijuana as a medicinal agent.
Now, you've called for a carefully managed medical marijuana center to be set up in Jamaica. What do you envision? Kind of medical tourism for foreigners? Would it be strictly for Jamaican patients?
No, wider than that. We would love, at least I would love to see a center set up for continuous research in various aspects of the medicinal potential of marijuana. But in addition, I see the benefits to health tourism because just like Mexico and other countries that have developed health tourism around their indigenous resources and alternative medicines, I see us exploiting this area because we have been involved in this marijuana thing for good and bad for so many years. And I believe that if we could develop the resources that we have here and the states in the United States that have legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes, if those people would like, if they travel for tourism or would like to come to get treatment in Jamaica, we should be able to offer this and become the center for that. Where I think we need to go, though, is to do specific scientific studies on the cannabinoids. And I just want to say, culturally, marijuana is seen as a wonder medicine within the cultural context. That is, it can virtually deal with any problem. Well, we know there's no drug, no medication can be all things to all people. But what it does say is that there's fertile ground now for the research and development and the support of the general Jamaican populace for moving ahead with this research and development activity.
Dr. Henry Lowe, a research professor at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, he's been speaking with us from his home in Jamaica, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Dr. Lowe, thanks very much.
Right. You're welcome.